A vote is scheduled today in Los Angeles to decide whether its school district will be one of the first in the country to require COVID-19 vaccines for eligible students. Los Angeles Unified has already implemented one of the strictest testing protocols in the nation, requiring every student and staff member to get tested each week. And yet, as of yesterday, more than 1,600 people within the district have tested positive. That's out of 600,000 students. Members of the school board believe mandating vaccines is the next step in making certain schools can stay open. Nick Melvoin is vice president of the LAUSD board, and he joins us now with us over Skype. He's in favor of requiring students to be vaccinated. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. We spoke with the Los Angeles Unified School District last week about this massive effort to test all students and staff once a week. Kids actually receive a daily pass that signals a negative test. Now the district could be going a step further. If passed, how would this vaccine mandate actually work?
Well, our goal has been to keep kids and teachers safely in classrooms, in-person learning. And so we were putting in place a requirement that all students who are 12 and older get vaccinated by the start of the next semester, January 10th. And this we see as on par with other immunization records that we've required in schools for generations, polio, hepatitis, rubella. We think it's the best way to keep kids safe, particularly those kids who aren't yet old enough to get vaccinated, by vaccinating those who are eligible.
How has the current testing protocol that you all are implementing in the school district, how did that impact the school's decision to just go ahead and mandate students be vaccinated? What have you learned during this process?
Well, I think we've learned that we're able to fold in these health and safety routines in a way that doesn't disrupt learning. And our goal has been to keep schools open. There are districts around the country, Kentucky, Georgia, who have had to close entire districts or schools because of COVID outbreaks. And we've been open for a month now, and we haven't. Now, families will be able to go to their pediatrician or wherever they'd like to get vaccines. And I should note that over 60% of our eligible population of students, we believe, are already vaccinated. But we're also going to be working at school sites, especially in communities where there's been vaccine hesitancy, to help vaccinate those families. And we're also going to be providing those other vaccines, those immunizations that I mentioned, polio, measles, mumps, to make sure that kids are as safe as possible.
This is a massive effort. We're talking more than 600,000 students. You believe a large percentage of them are already vaccinated. But would parents be able to opt out their kids if they don't want them to get this vaccine?
Yeah, well, so this we're situating in the context of our other immunization records. There will be medical exemptions for the COVID vaccination. And for students and for families who are unwilling and don't have a valid medical reason not to get vaccinated, there will be our independent study online option that we already have some families in because they don't feel that schools are safe for in-person learning. And I think there's potentially an irony here where this requirement will have some of those families return because they'll believe that the school is safer, but we know that some families that are vaccine hesitant will opt for that other option.
It also sounds like LA Unified is, as is expected, expecting legal challenges if this vaccine requirement for students passes. What could that look like?
Well, you know, we've been sued many times throughout COVID for having a mask mandate, for not being safe enough, for not opening soon enough, for opening too soon. And so I do expect litigation. I believe in situating this in the list of other immunizations and having the backing of everyone from Dr. Fauci, who has endorsed a vaccination mandate for students, to our local medical director at LA Unified. You know, I'm not an epidemiologist. We have been following scientists and medical professionals throughout this process. So I think when you look at whether it was the Supreme Court endorsing the University of Indiana's decision to do this, they have all said that we are in a once-in-a-century public health crisis. And the best way to keep kids in-person learning where they definitely belong is to require vaccination. So I believe we are well situated with districts and states around the country who are doing this to protect not just the kids in school, but their parents, their younger siblings who are ineligible to get vaccinated, and everyone in the community.
That's LA Unified School Board Member Vice President Nick Melvoin. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.